welcome to another episode of the Rescue Room Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Cody Wright, and I'm joined with the other host. I guess we're co-hosts, Vince.
Yeah, hi, I'm Vince. Welcome to the podcast.
It's been a minute.
It's been a hot second. I guess we'll make this episode the catch-up episode, and then we have some great actual guests that are coming along. Should we disclose the future guests, or should we keep it a surprise? No, let's say one, right? At least we have Dr. Alan Phillips, who is a professional and experienced individual in the realm of underwaters. So we are going to dive deep into that.
He's pretty good at the underwaters. If you watch his videos, you know, he really... Did you watch any of those things? Of course you did.
I did.
They're pretty good.
I think it's because he shaves his head, though. It's less drag.
Could be.
You know? Yeah, it's all on the shaved head, which I would highly recommend for Rescue Swimmer School, which we actually did halfway through, just for shoots and giggles of it. Oh my God,
that's a story. That's not the move, but I've heard that story.
So now we're back. We're going to cut back a little bit on the amounts of podcasts we do. We'll probably not do them every week. We're going to shoot for every other week, so probably two a month, just because we're both pretty busy in our day-to-day.
Just working.
Yeah, that said, we also worked pretty goddamn hard on the Perfect Form Masterclass, which is releasing on, what's the date, Cody?
August 27th.
August 27th is the Perfect Form Masterclass. Yeah, really cool class because it's finally with the joint instructors, aka me and Cody, and we are both breaking down form technique, especially for freestyle form. We also go underwater for underwater technique. So really breaking down everything from your fingertips to your toe tips, the spread of your fingers, the ankle positioning, your hips, especially the hips. Oh my God, the hips. It's all in the hips.
A lot of mobility, hip mobility.
Yeah, we go over egg beater. We go over buddy towing, pool versus ocean swimming as military professionals, what you have to watch out for, the hazards, and how you change your technique to better swim through the surf and the waves and just the currents of the ocean. So yeah, a lot of interesting content there, and it's over 3 hours. Pre-sales are now, and it's at a significant, I repeat, significant discount. And then after the 27th, we'll put it at the regular price.
Yep. Link in the Instagram bio on the website, rescueswimmermindset.com/perfectform. That's pretty much all there is to that thing.
Heck yeah. Should we get to the episode?
Oh yeah.
Okay, so very important subject, very on topic and on brand for the Rescue Swimmer Mindset Podcast. Let's talk about puppies.
Yep.
Okay.
We got puppies.
We got puppies. So Cody over break got himself a little puppy. And this thing's not, what, 9 months old?
9 weeks.
9 weeks old?
9 weeks, little pup.
And it already knows how to like shake your hand?
Yeah, she's already shaking, but she's like 50-50 on it. Sometimes she'll do it. Sometimes she gets distracted and can't pull it off. So
gotcha.
She's getting there.
Did you read some puppy training books or?
No.
You're just
I watched a bunch
it?
Of YouTube videos. A lot of YouTube right, videos. So
there you go. What do they say for learning the pups?
It seems like a lot of positive reinforcement. So like whenever she sits, just give her a treat, you know, early on. If she does something you like, you just give her a treat. If she's sitting by you, like watching TV, you know, instead of biting you, you just give her a treat. So you're just positively reinforcing good behavior. That's what I've seen so far. And it's working pretty well.
So the good old kicking the puppy technique is no longer in effect, is what you're saying.
Not a thing anymore. And she's sleeping right now. She's taking a nap. So.
Oh, okay. We'll be quiet.
A little nappy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What else is new? So you went to... Okay, so Cody, basically, since last time we had the podcast, you went to EMT school, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't think we've done one since I've even been back in the Coast Guard.
Yeah, this is like pretty big deal.
So yeah,
Before we even go to EMT school, let's go back to like, what's the vibe? What was the vibe check when you got back?
The vibe's pretty good. I'm enjoying it. You know, good spot. I'm up in Northern California, so good surf, a little bit of climbing. The work pretty good, so I'm liking it.
What did it feel like though? Like, does it feel kind of like going back to high school or college? Mm. You know, once you're out, is it that weird feeling of, oh, I've been here before, deja vu?
Yeah, it was like that for a minute. Now it feels totally normal. It feels like it just took a break, you know?
Okay.
It feels totally normal again.
In a sense, it almost feels now like your college break was just like...
You just went to
go do something for a couple of years and then like you're like back at it.
Yeah. It's kind of weird.
Yeah.
That's essentially what happened, but unplanned in a way.
What would you say if you really had to think about it? What would be the, what's the most challenging part of being back?
Oh, I don't know. Most challenging. This is a tricky one. Let's see. Honestly, I can't say. I'm just trying to think. Because I'm actually enjoying it, you know? I feel like I got nothing for you on that one, dude.
Okay.
It's not too challenging. Like, I actually am enjoying it, so.
Yeah.
There's not many challenges. Got to be at work more often than I was when I was in college, but.
I mean, yeah, yeah. Oh, dude, put the mic on your side so you don't, like, blow wind in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. I mean, you're not in Boulder anymore, which is kind of a cool little hub actually, of activities.
Yeah, Boulder's nice, but I like it better here just because the ocean.
Water
so
boy.
I like to spend time in the water. So,
how about that? Like, how about returning to the surfing world? Like, have your skills decreased? Are you?
They did, you know? But now I'm back. Like, I feel like I'm better than ever now. They were bad for the first. Like, I first got here in March and. Freaking was terrible. There was like big swell too, and I couldn't really surf it that well, but now feeling good. So
better than ever. Whoa.
Because I've been surfing almost every day, so
whoa,
it's nice to get back in it. Yeah,
sweet.
Couldn't surf much up in Detroit, you know.
Yeah, you had to really want it.
Up there.
yeah Cody would basically take these like casual 4-hour long road trips just to go surfing on the other side of Michigan on Lake Michigan, right?
Yeah.
It was Lake Michigan. Yeah. And specific times
too.
In the winter. Oh, right. Yeah. Right.
Did Lake Huron had some times up there, right? Did you ever get up there? I don't remember.
I don't think so. No, that sounds stupid and cold.
It was cold. It was so cold.
I remember asking you, like, aren't you fucking cold? And you were like, well, it's pretty cold.
It's pretty cold. The funny thing is here, the water, people like say the water here is cold, but, you know, it's mid-50s pretty much all year, and it feels kind of warm to me.
Really?
Compared to Lake Michigan, you know, you wear a 4-3 wetsuit, you're good to go.
I don't know, though. That Pacific Ocean, like, even with the Scully on, right, doesn't the water go on your forehead and give you brain freeze?
Yeah, in the winter it does here. In the summer, like right now, it's not too bad. You won't get brain freeze.
Okay.
I surfed without a wetsuit last weekend, and it was high 50s, but I was on a super high volume board, so I could keep out of the water when I wasn't, you know, actively paddling or doing something.
Yeah.
It was kind of legit. Only one without a wetsuit out there, and it felt like I was in Hawaii or something.
You felt powerful?
I felt powerful. It was awesome.
I was a douchebag at the gym the other day, actually yesterday, and I took my shirt off, dude. I did the whole, it's a climbing gym. It's not like a normal gym.
It's a climbing gym,
but and it's like technically
that's
allowed.
That's pretty normal.
But it was so hot. Like I was doing like a route and I was at the top of the rope. You know, heat rises. Jesus, it was hot. And I was like, you know what?
Yeah.
I'm doing it. And then, you know, I have some friends there and they're like, oh, you went with the shirts off, did you? And I was like, don't look at me.
You took it off while you were climbing?
No, I didn't do that. It wasn't that dramatic. Okay. I just took it off after. I was like, that's it. I'm baking over here. I need a break.
Yeah, I'll see every once in a while a few people at the climbing gym do that. And I'm just like,
I'm the same way. I'm like, this guy. But it felt pretty cool, you know? Like, I worked out too after and I was like, ooh, I feel powerful.
yeah.
Because you're like, you have to. Otherwise, I don't know. Nah, you're
if
still
you don't,
a douche
yeah,
regardless.
You have to pull it off. You know, if you're going to do it, you got to rock it.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk about, so then you went back to EMT school. Any cool EMT stories? Come on. Give me something.
Oh, EMT stories. Well, it wasn't as cool as time because we didn't do ride-alongs because of the COVID stuff. It was kind of unfortunate, you know. Typically, so our EMT school, you know, we did the ride-alongs like probably week 6, right? Nothing like that this time. So we did EMT Olympics. Did we do those? Did you do them when you went through? I forget.
Sounds familiar. Like, there's a bunch of like different events, not events, but
yeah.
No, that's what it is, right? Like different. You go to like different spots. Somebody's got a femur fracture or something.
Yeah, that's probably what it was.
Yeah, mass casualty.
I don't remember doing that the first time. So I've been through EMT school twice now. So legit.
Yeah.
But yeah,
is the Olympics the thing where you also do that like body toe, like the fireman toe? For speed, you run down the hallway.
We did a little drag. You know, you have those quick like evacuation basically they're like tarps, you know, right? You could put someone on it and pull them out of a situation.
Right.
Remember those things? So we did on those. We would just pull for a certain distance, like up the hill. You know, there's that at the EMT school, there's like a little grass area in the middle of the two buildings. You just pull up that. So it's like maybe 50 yards, if that, of Ooh. Pulling a yeah. So it's,
that still sounds pretty exhausting.
It wasn't that bad.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I remember.
Yeah, nothing too crazy. Yeah.
I remember us doing that pole like down the hallway with like, I forget what they call it. Like, what, a fireman toe, but you grab the shirt underneath the armpits kind of, and you just kind of wrinkle it up, I think. And then you just
yeah.
toe. Right. And it was like a whole like time competition thing. It's
yeah.
pretty fun.
Pretty legit.
I won. I'm not bragging.
Did you win?
But
that's
I won.
Pretty nice job.
I'm straight up bragging.
My group did so bad. We were like second to last place. We had a group second to last place. We were garbage.
Underdog team. How yeah. did the how did the other non-swimmers do? People were crushing it or
pretty,
you know,
good.
Struggling?
Yeah, everyone. I think everyone did okay in our class. A lot of times you go through with an A school. So we went through with an HS A school. So health service technician A school. So they were doing that. And then we were doing, me and like five or six other people were just in this EMT school. From the fleet, you know, so there was a diver. We had a diver there.
Mm.
Pretty cool. Hadn't met a diver, I don't think. Well, I actually had. I met one diver, so he was number two. Some MEs, they're getting it. And then we had one IT. Nope.
So,
no, he was an ET.
Oh, an ET.
One
yeah.
ET.
Yeah. Ugh.
Those... And he was my roommate.
Oh,
but
cool.
He was a good guy. He was solid.
Okay. Good.
Yeah. He's gonna be mad if he listens to this and I said IT. It's totally ET. Now he's gonna be pretty mad.
Cool. Yeah. Speaking of like HS, as I recall, there was kind of an incident in my class at one point. An HS. You go into what are those practical tests, right? And like one of the harder ones is the medical patient, as in, because then you got to kind of know different diseases or different issues like diabetes and different,
because you're reading through a checklist or like you memorize a checklist, and then for medical you have to know the checklist and symptoms and everything of different asthma
illnesses
stuff like that,
which is quite, it's usually cardiac. The most challenging one, right? Because you actually do need to know just your EMT skills based on symptoms, and you're doing sample with just symptoms, allergies, past medical history, all that good stuff, right?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, so this guy, this HS, who was like a 20 years, I think he was at like 18 years though, HS, and I guess he let his EMT expire, so he was back there, and he was a good dude, but he was like too nervous, right? Too strung up. He could have done it, I'm 100%, but he was too nervous, and what he did is he went in to the test. You're allowed to have a notepad, and he went in with a notepad because, you know, you're going to write down what the patient's telling you. But I guess as he was looking or going through his whole practical with that patient, he kept looking at his notepads before asking the questions, and then the instructors were kind of squinting their eyes and looking at him like, what is he looking at? Like, there's not, it's a blank piece of paper. Like, what is he looking at? And then he kept looking at his paper and then asking questions, and then they're like, Can we see your piece of paper, or like your little notepad? And they picked it up. And what he had done, I guess, is like he wrote down the whole step-by-step of the medical assessment. And then he pulled that piece of paper off, and then it indented on the other one. So like he had like a secret checklist. And yeah, that's like a big no-no in the military, right? That means cheating.
Cheating.
And I want to say he like was looking at like a discharge at 18 years, 2 years out, because of that.
Unreal that he couldn't just study.
He had a family checklist.
Yeah,
he had a whole family and everything. It felt terrible, but
it's pretty bad.
So I guess don't cheat.
That's at the end of EMT school. So was he cheating the whole time, or was he just?
I don't know how you cheat on those other tests, those online tests. That'd be pretty hard to do, but maybe I don't know.
But that's what I'm saying. If you're crushing, like if you're passing, and then that's. As far as everything goes, that stuff isn't that hard.
No, it's the easiest stuff.
Yeah,
that's the thing. It was his first attempt, too. He didn't even... Like, I can't understand. But, you know, if it was his last attempt and he's desperate, he's like, I need to write it down. But it was his first attempt. Just crazy.
Unreal.
So, yeah. Don't cheat, people.
Never cheat.
One thing I wanted to ask is, you know, previous episodes, We talked about the, you know, the rear head hold release and the forward escape and all that good stuff. So basically when you have a combative or non-compliant survivor, like wrap you up, and that's what, like, in risk swimmer school, we used to use pressure points and these different like movements to get somebody under control. But apparently, according to previous episodes, they're now implementing jiu-jitsu
in the water. Now.
Yeah. So have you? Yeah.
I haven't. So I'm in my swimmer. I'm working on my swimmer qual right now. So I haven't actually done those ones yet. I'm basically studying them so I can do them when I go to test out. But they're all new. And they are kind of jujitsu-esque. I've never done jujitsu for real, so I don't really know exactly what that means. But it's more, yeah, positioning and kind of, you know, gaining the advantage in the water where you kind of like, I don't know, how would you describe that? It's like, jujitsu is just like, what is it even? Because I've never really done it, so. But it just kind of seems like a jujitsu, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it's like using body leveraging kind of stuff like that instead of pressure points, so. I've done them a few times in the pool, you know, just like we were training, and they're pretty good. But when you're like, when you have the pressure points ingrained since A school, it's hard to get away from that. So, you know, you just kind of, you go back to your training. And so we went through when it was pressure points, and that's just how it seems like you should do it now, but it's wrong now. Now you'd fail.
Yeah.
So
pretty cool. So
I think it's better though.
Yeah. So you say you've been studying it. How do you look at that on paper, or you practice?
Yeah, it's in the manual, right? So you look in the manual, and then I have to just get in the pool and practice it. There's only... Okay. I forget. Because I haven't even studied it too much yet, because I'm still working on other stuff. You know, all the air crew stuff. But yeah, it's pretty interesting stuff. New. So I'll get back to you on that.
Okay.
Once I get them down.
I'm kind of curious as to how that even looks now. Are there even videos out there yet? Or is that...
I don't think they're
our responsibility.
So the new swimmers that are coming out, so the new swimmers coming from A school all know it. So it's to them, it's just normal.
Yeah.
So they're the ones teaching it to everyone else.
Oh, cool. That's like how, so they get released and then now they're like the instructors for everyone else, huh?
Basically. Yeah. Cool. They have it freaking ingrained. It's pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah. That's exciting. Yeah. We'll make sure to talk about that in the
future. Once I get them down, I'll come back and we'll readdress.
Cool. What else is new in the Coast Guard?
What else is new? Honestly, a lot of it's the same. Freaking helicopters are the same.
Same old helicopters from the 70s. You know?
But yeah, same. I think from the 80s. Yeah. They're upgrading them again. So, you know, remember when we were in Detroit, we had like the Charlie model of the 65.
Okay.
Now they went to like, I think it's called just the Delta or whatever. And now they're going to Echo. So it's just like updated cockpit and stuff, but it's still the same helicopter. So slight improvements, but nothing crazy.
What, they got like a little flat screen included now or what?
Probably. Little TV in the back or something.
Yeah, little foot warmers in the back for the swimmers. A little foot massager.
Yeah, everything. There's little changes, but nothing too crazy. It would pretty much, like, if you went back to it, you would recognize everything and just be into it.
You guys don't have little red suits anymore, right?
No, now we can wear black wetsuits. So you can just buy like a surf, you know, just the shop will just buy wetsuits, and you could just have like a random surf brand. So I haven't got one yet because I'm still pretty new here. So I think everyone has O'Neill wetsuits at our shop right now, and they're pretty solid. Yeah, I'm a little jealous, you know. So
yeah, I mean, I thought the red ones kind of look cool. They're not good wetsuits at all, but they, I don't know. Yeah, they fit the whole Coast Guard brand.
Yeah, I was talking about it the other day with someone, and they're like classic rescue swimmers. So it'd be cool just to have those wetsuits made by a surf company where they're better, you know, but they're still classic red.
Yeah, right.
Or orange, whatever. It's like an off red slightly, you know.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
They're so classic.
Yeah, not to mention it's a little easier to track, I think, in the water.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, because like, you know, we wear yellow helmets. We had red wetsuits. Now it's black wetsuits, and not really. You know, it's harder to see a black, you know, piece of fabric in the water than orange. So
for sure.
Yeah. So it'd be cool. I don't know. I haven't even read if it's. Yeah, freaking get like Rip Curl to make orange wetsuits, and then we're good to go.
Cool. All right. I figured if we're running out of time or going over or too quick, we'll play a little game. It's called "What's Wrong with the Movie The Guardian." So,
oh,
I honestly haven't seen that movie in a while, but we're going to do our best. We're going to do our best. I just wanted to say my favorite scene, I think, in that whole movie is the couch moving scene at the very start. Scene? Yeah. So.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So Senior Chief Ben Randall is getting or his wife at the time, I think kind of they're going through a divorce, is moving the furniture while he was like away or something on maybe some kind of like Alaska deployment. Yeah. And he comes back and everything's being moved. He's like, oh, what the hell? Like classic, right? Classic breakup. Oh, man. It's just so sad. Yeah. And then at one point, the mover, like he gets there and he goes like, that's my couch. And she goes like, that's true. It's his couch. And then both movers just drop the couch and they're like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, we just moved this thing. Like, and then Chief Ben Randall like keeps talking with his wife. And then he goes like, oh, come on, pick it up, put it back. Like, I just love that little interaction, that back and forth of the movers just not having it, that they have to move this futon again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Best scene in my opinion.
That's pretty good. I still like, I mean, the classic scene is when Hodge, you know, elbows the instructor in the face.
Mm.
I think that one's a classic.
Yeah.
So you just want to go through different scenes?
What was wrong, like, as, I guess, as professionals? Because I heard at the time Rescue Swimmers being like, oh, it's so unrealistic. But I don't know. In my opinion, there was a lot of stuff that was kind of accurate.
I thought they did. Yeah, the training in the pool was pretty accurate, you know? I don't think they really made it seem more insane than it is. If anything, I feel like it was like looked slightly easier than it is, right? In the training.
True.
Not their cases or anything, but the training.
True. I mean, one thing though, you don't show up on a bus like it's boot camp and they don't like jump on the bus, yeah, and be like, you got 5 seconds to get off the bus and you've already wasted 8. And you're like, well, that math doesn't add up.
Yeah. And you're like, yeah. Well, yeah, yeah. When you show up for A school, you just like drive on base and just check in. And yeah, then just report on like Monday morning or whatever. So yeah, it's not so dramatic. It's not like a boot camp feel.
And I don't recall reporting in with like a uniform or anything. Like,
when, yeah, well, that Monday, you know, you show up and you do trops the first morning, yeah, of A school. But yeah, yeah, you don't show up in uniform or anything.
Yeah, you don't get to the base in a uniform. You just kind of show up casual.
Yeah.
Yo, I don't know if I ever told you this story, but when we were reporting, I guess I was assigned as like the lead airman person for the first week or so, and I show up and I guess it was my job to kind of get everyone ready for the first day, and there's this one kid that just hasn't showed up, right? Everyone had showed up like the day before and this kid still hadn't showed up, and then it's like now it's like everyone showed up say on a Saturday or something, but this kid, it's now Sunday and we're starting Monday and it's like Sunday night and he's still not there, and I'm like, where the hell is this kid? And I think I had his number and he's not responding, but he kind of responds and it's like terrible, and he shows up and he just looks like a shit show. Like his, I think his trops are all in like a bundle. We're like, dude, he's got to be ready by tomorrow. and we're like, we still have to make the t-shirts or something, like you had to make swimmer t-shirts, and he hadn't done it yet, so we're like, all right, we'll try to do it all for you. So like we're all scrambling to like fix this guy's trops and like make him ready. And then like at one point he's offloading his vehicle and he goes like, what should I do with this shotgun? And he just pulls out a shotgun on base and I'm just like, ah, oh my God, fuck. I'm just like, you didn't report that at the gate? And he goes like, was I supposed to? And I was like, well, could have been a good idea. Yeah. and then he's like, well, let's go back to the base or something. No, I said, like, we got to go back to the base and you probably got to, like, surrender it to the armory. And I get in his car and he's like, hold on, I just got to blow in this thing. He had a breathalyzer in his car to get it started. I don't know how this guy got admitted into Rescue Swimmer School.
How does he make it?
He had a breathalyzer to start the car. I was like, what is happening? And anyway, we surrendered the weapon. It was a whole nightmare. I got, like, chewed out for it. Everyone got, like, chewed out for this shotgun. The guy made it like I think half a day or something the next day, but so
it's kind of unreal.
Don't bring a shotgun to your first day to school, people.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Other Guardian quote, guys like us don't go fishing. I go fishing.
I mean, I fish, I don't anymore, but I did fish all the time, and I could fish now.
I could fish. Yeah, I love fishing.
Let's go fishing. Really fun.
Yeah. Like fly fishing, dude. We were cruising. We were killing those fly fishing whatever we're catching there in Wyoming.
Oh yeah,
that's fly a fish all day. Yeah, dude.
Yeah,
I love fly fishing.
Yeah.
All right, what's another Guardian scene that didn't make sense?
Oh, I mean, the classic is, you know, Senior Chief didn't have to peril or dive into the ocean. They could have just come down a little bit and dropped him in the water easily and just picked him up later.
Yeah, drop him a raft. That's the classic that I was thinking of too.
That one's so, like, but it's because they just,
I mean, it was dumb. I thought the script was pretty good. Like, I get what they were
as
going
far as
for.
Movies go, yeah, as far as the movie goes, it's solid.
Yeah, I get what they're going for, but it just doesn't quite add up per se.
That's one of those things where, yeah, it's just if you're around it, you're like, that's dumb. But if you're watching a movie, it's good to go.
As far as a storyline goes, and the fact that, you know, they were talking about Senior Chief in the past holding on to a survivor with his bare fingertips for however long, and then she goes like, you break that record, you give me a call, right?
Yeah.
Well, that was like the connecting that back together, and I don't know, when you do that in a movie, that does, it's kind
it's
of a
pretty
good thing.
Good. You, it's you tie kind of things what you together. Want in a movie.
Yeah, to tie it together. So it was
and
a beautiful
I'm also a big
thing.
I'm a big Ashton fan, and Kevin Costner. I like them both.
Are you like, is Ashton even a good actor?
Okay, I'm not a huge Ashton fan, but I like him. You ever see The Ranch?
Yeah, I love that. Oh my god, I wasted a whole like couple weeks of my life thing. Just yeah, man, I consumed the crap out of The Ranch.
Who's the dad? What's the name of the actor? Do you know?
I don't know, but he kept crying too much, which is like, he's a great actor, and he's like such a hardo usually playing like military characters. But then if anyone that doesn't know, The Ranch was like, is a sitcom. It's basically Netflix. The 70s show all over again with the same actors ish
Yeah.
Except they're on a ranch in Colorado now. Yeah. It's the same thing.
It kind of hooks you in.
Yeah. But the dad is, the dad from the 70s show is still there, but he's not the main dad. So the dad is now like this, like, I forget, the thin, grizzly guy, but he keeps crying. Like, he cries too much. They use him crying too much. And at first you see him cry, you're like, oh man, this is a guy that doesn't cry a lot and it's emotional. But then he cries every other episode. You're like, okay, wait a second. Now you just cry a lot.
You can't do that all the time.
Yeah.
Overall, though, pretty good show. It was my COVID show. Just watched it all of COVID, basically.
Oh, yeah. It was a COVID show. That's right. Yeah. It was at the start of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Classic. All right. That was it. That's our analysis of What Was Wrong with the Guardian.
Yeah.
Phenomenal movie. Go check it out. Out on Netflix now. No, it's not.
Probably not. Anything you actually want to watch on Netflix is not on Netflix.
It's true.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's go ahead and... You got stuff to talk about?
No. Let's... great episodes coming up, though. Should we... I think we should just disclose that we're going to have... Yeah, we're going to say...
Oh, yeah. We could talk... I have a few guests that I'm trying to... We're working on bringing on at the moment. So we'll let you introduce that guy.
Our third episode after our return here, which will be, what, episode like 63 or something like that? 73.
Whatever.
We are going to have the very first helicopter rescue swimmer to ever graduate... And that was back in the Navy school. So swimmer number one.
So.
If you look at the board.
One.
Yeah. If you look at the board, he's number one. So we're going to have him, and we're going to talk about just the history of rescue swimmers, how it was back then, the differences. I mean,
I think it's changed
so much.
A cool thing that we could talk about would be, you know, we got to get into just, you know, they were in a totally different pool, and it was probably more intense because they had, you know, not more intense, but I think more rugged, you know, because now we have a lot more training minimums, and, you know, they have syllabi they're following, not syllabi, but they have a set, like, kind of rule set they're following. I don't know if they did back then.
Yeah, I think they were kind of winging it. And that's what I want to ask. Yeah. I wanted to ask what could not be allowed today that happened back then? Like, what are some things that today would be completely egregious that you
Or, like, what was survived? A day in life like at, whatever... A school whenever I forget the year. We'll definitely have more knowledge, or I'm gonna do a bunch of research this week, so we know
they wake you up, they wake you up at 4 a.m. every day by smacking a salmon across your face and being, get in the pool.
Yeah, so it's definitely gonna be interesting to hear about those A school comparisons, so stoked for that one. Oh yeah, another one we got Dr. Alan Phillips, obviously, and then I'm working on getting a Coast Guard diver on the podcast really soon, which would be pretty cool.
Excellent. So look forward to, for this next month, as we're releasing the perfect form, we will have an episode every week. And then after that, moving forward, we'll have one or two a month. And yeah, looking forward to it.
Cool. Good to be back.
Those mountains higher.